grass-fed cattle traded for higher money on Thursday. U.S. beef exports to major Asian markets were about steady with the prior year in September, but trended lower overall. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 6th of November. Negotiated cash-fed cattle prices in Nebraska on Thursday were $4 to $6 higher than last week at $107 a hundredweight on a live basis. They were $3 to $4 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $105 to $106. Dress trade was $2 to $9 higher at $167, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Trade in the Southern Plains earlier in the week was a dollar higher at $106. Cattle futures closed mixed, though, with live cattle edging higher and feeder cattle trading narrowly mixed under continued pressure from higher grain prices. Live cattle futures closed an average of 46 cents higher, except for unchanged in the back contract. Feeder cattle futures closed from an average of 26 cents lower to an average of 43 cents higher. Grain futures, especially soybeans, continued higher on mainly positive exports and adverse weather in South America. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 4 cents higher through July of 21, and then mostly 1 to 2 cents higher. Net U.S. corn export sales of 2.6 million metric tons for 2020-21 were 16% more than the previous week and 75% more than the prior four-week average, according to the U.S. Weekly Export Sales Report from USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service. Corn futures also appear to be receiving support from recently higher crude oil prices. Soybean futures closed 17 to 22 cents higher through August of 21, and then mostly 10 to 13 cents higher. The spot month breached the $11 mark for the first time in recent memory. Net U.S. soybean export sales of 1.5 million metric tons for 2020-21 were 6% less than the previous week and 32% less than the previous four-week average. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed but mainly higher at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold $7 to $13 higher and heifers sold $7 to $12 higher at Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska with 4,890 head on offer. At Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, higher undertones were noted for steers weighing up to 500 pounds. Steers weighing 500 to 800 pounds sold with unevenly steady undertones, and then $9 higher at 800 to 850 pounds. Heifers weighing up to 800 pounds sold unevenly steady, and then steady to $3 higher at 800 to 1,000 pounds. There were 2,969 head on offer. Steers weighing 450 to 550 pounds sold $4 to $6 higher, with instances of up to $12 higher at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota, where there were 2,933 head. However, steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds sold to $7 lower, with instances of up to $12 lower. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold $6 to $8 lower, with instances of up to $13 lower. Finally, steers weighing 500 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $4 higher at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas. Steers weighing 800 pounds sold $3 to $6 higher, but $1 to $3 lower at 700 and 900 pounds. Heifers sold $1 to $4 higher in a narrower test. There were 2,072 head on offer. Choice boxed beef cutout value is $2.36 higher Thursday afternoon at $215.55 a hundredweight. Select was $1.92 higher at $198.97. The average dressed steer weight of 931 pounds for the week ending October 24th was 2 pounds heavier than the previous week and 25 pounds heavier than the previous year, according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. The average dressed heifer weight of 847 pounds was 3 pounds lighter than the previous week, but 12 pounds heavier year over year. Fed cattle slaughter for the same week of 506,596 head was 1.96% more than the same week last year. Total cattle slaughter of 644,853 head was 0.72% more. Also of interest, there were 271,712 beef cows slaughtered in October, which was 3,563 head more, or 1.33% more than the same period last year. At the same time, the total number of non-fed cattle slaughtered for the same period of 549,698 head was 2.51% less than a year earlier. Net U.S. beef export sales of 20,400 metric tons for 2020 were 8% more than the previous week and 9% more than the prior four-week average, according to the U.S. export sales report. Increases were primarily for Japan, South Korea, China, and Taiwan. However, beef exports continue to trend lower year over year. More on that momentarily. Major U.S. financial indices extended the post-election rally Thursday. Although widely expected, support included the Fed's decision to maintain interest rates at current levels. According to a statement from the Federal Open Markets Committee, the ongoing public health crisis will continue to weigh on economic activity, employment, and inflation in the near term, and poses considerable risks to the economic outlook over the medium term. The statement goes on to explain the committee decided to keep the target range for the federal funds rate at 0 to 0.25% and expects it will be appropriate to maintain this target range until labor market conditions have reached levels consistent with the committee's assessment of maximum employment and until inflation has risen to 2% and is on track to moderately exceed 2% for some time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 542 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 67 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 300 points. U.S. beef exports to major Asian markets were about steady with the prior year in September, but trended lower overall, according to data released by USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. September beef exports were down 6% from a year ago in volume and down 9% in value at $600.9 million. Coming off record performances in August, exports to South Korea and Taiwan remained strong, while setting another new record in China. However, COVID-19-related obstacles continued to negatively impact demand for U.S. beef in several key markets, especially Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. According to Dan Hallstrom, USMEF President and CEO, although restaurant traffic and food service activity are not back to normal in most Asian markets, USMEF is very encouraged by the recovery in Asia, and this was especially evident in the strong August and September exports of U.S. beef to Korea, Taiwan, and China. Further, Hallstrom notes, as we close out the year, U.S. beef has a great opportunity to capture greater market share in Asia due to tightening supplies from Australia. For January through September, beef exports trailed last year's pace by 8% in volume and 9% in value at $5.55 billion. U.S. pork exports, on the other hand, remained on a record pace in September. They were 10% more year-over-year in volume and 6% more in value at $563.2 million. Through the first three quarters of the year, pork exports were 16% more than last year's record pace in both volume and value at $5.69 billion. Hallstrom explains, exporting countries are watching the hog production recovery in China very closely because we know its demand for imported pork is moderating. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 6th of November. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.